Hello, and welcome back this to Grace and Peace Lenten devotional. This is Tuesday, March 10th, 2015, and we are on Lent 18. We continue in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, and today we have verses 6 through 8, which reads, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be associated with them, for once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light." For many years in the Old Testament, in the Jewish tradition, people were obedient to God for the fear of God, and they were very worried about God smiting them or God doing something to them. And so this notion of fear in the Old Testament is a common thing that we read and we see in the Old Testament, that many people were obedient to God because they were fearful of God, and they were worried that God would cause something bad to happen, because many of them also witnessed what God will do when he is angry and what God did when, the Jews weren't always following what God wanted. And they saw this play out, you know, for centuries and centuries with Moses on the mountain when the Ten Commandments were given to him. And, you know, God eventually destroys the Tower of Babel when the world had become, I'm thinking of Sodom and Gomorrah, when God became angry and caused fire to come from the sky. And of course, we can't forget the ancient history of what happened with all the plagues in the Old Testament with Ramses and before the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And so they had this history of a God that would be angry with the people for not following. But God was also very faithful, and God provided for their needs when they were in the wilderness, provided water and manna from heaven, and also, you know, made this pillar of fire appear when Ramses comes chasing after them in that story. And, you know, and we can't forget the parting of the Red Sea. And, you know, God continues to be faithful in many, many different stories. And but the Jews, even to this day, I believe, have a natural fear of God. And I believe that it is part of who God is, that we need to be obedient to our Creator. And, you know, that we have a God who will, who can and does destroy when he becomes angry, or she, to use inclusive language. But, you know, I struggle with reading some of those stories in the Old Testament and understanding and trying to see God in that way. I don't choose to see God as a God that is vengeful in any way, but it's really hard to dismiss that when you read a lot of the Old Testament. And I think, you know, the most important thing to remember about many of those stories, which show evidence of that, is that God also was very obedient to us and to God, to the creation, to all of creation. And if we had a vengeful God who did not want us to be saved, there would be no story of Jesus. And, you know, God came himself and fleshed himself in Jesus so that God can walk how we walked, experience what we experience in the wilderness and in sadness and in, You know, all the things that we go through in our lives, God just wanted to experience all of that and to understand us more. And that was the whole reason why Jesus came. And when we think about our God that way, then it becomes almost, it should be a natural thing for us then to be obedient to that God, to follow what God did in setting a model for us in Jesus. And, you know, in 1 John, talking about the second part of this text now, in 1 John, Jesus is referred to as the light, that the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And that's a powerful thing to think about, you know, how light can illuminate so much in very dark places. And, you know, supposedly you can see light several miles away when it's completely dark, you know, and I think that's a beautiful analogy for how God's light should shine in our dark places. Because even when we don't think that God is present, you know, we can always remember, or the analogy of there being light somewhere. And sometimes when we dwell so much in our own darkness, it's really difficult to see that light. But I think that God calls us to be children of light, to dwell in the light rather than in darkness. And how do we do that? Well, we do that by, of course, intentionally praying to God. That, you know, and I shared this recently in one of my sermons, that we intentionally pray for God to be present in our lives, to illuminate himself so that we can see God more intentionally. And because in our everyday lives, we, you know, we go through our everyday existence and we don't always see God, or we may not always feel God near. And I shared this recently with in a women's Bible study. You know, when you don't feel God near, you should be checking yourself and asking why. Why am I not feeling God near? Is it because I'm turning from God? Because it's not God that turns from us when we don't feel God near. When we are in those dark places, that is Satan at work. And Satan wants you to dwell in those dark places. And so sometimes when you get stuck in those places, you know, Satan tries everything he can to make you think that you are alone, to make you think that you are abandoned, and make you feel as if you are not worthy of God's love. And that is not true. And we have to trust our God to be with us in those dark places so that we can see light. And that light reveals itself in hope and reveals itself through the act of grace. And we have to trust that in order for us to kind of dig ourselves out of those dark moments, because we are called to be children of light so that we can be a light to others. Let us pray. Lord, shine in our hearts that we might illuminate the world with your grace and peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.